good evening, listeners, and welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling Broadcasting here. Last Wednesday in March, the 27th of March, out of the Planet FM studios in Auckland, our delayed broadcast going out on Access Radio Wellington and Kapiti Coast Radio Wellington on Sunday night and Plains FM in Christchurch on Saturday night. Oliver Lee is my name, and I'll be with you here for the next hour. And the programme, as always, is brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. So wherever you're listening tonight, you might be listening to us overseas on planetaudio.org.nz. If you're listening there, welcome along. And as I said, the programme brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group, who've been supporting this programme now for quite some time. Well, we'll give you all the results of Gaelic games that took place in Ireland and indeed locally here at the weekend. Great games on in Auckland, and great to meet so many people, young and not so young, out at the Massey Rugby Club on Sunday. And the great Micheála Mura Hertig, star out there, and probably the most photographed man in New Zealand at the weekend. And there's some coverage of the games on TG Cahir. It's doing the rounds on social media. Some nice footage there, and great to see a few native speakers being able to contribute to the TG Cahir programme. Well, we'll bring you all the latest news from Ireland, and indeed news from around New Zealand here, but lots of good music. Some of you might have Netflix, but I don't watch a lot of TV, but I saw a promo for a documentary on the murder of the Miami show band, which happened in July 1975, the 31st of July. It was one of the terrible, tragic events during the Troubles in Northern Ireland, when a number of UVF terrorists were trying to plant a bomb in the back of the Miami show band van as it made its way back from Banbridge and down to Dublin. And they were held just up for a checkpoint close to the border, and three of the band members were killed, along with some of the people that were planting the bomb. But a big inquiry and everything was set up. The two men that were behind the bombing were imprisoned and were released as part of the Good Friday Agreement. But the one of the members of the band felt that something wasn't right, and there was a huge, big inquiry. And that's what the documentary is all about. Quite moving stuff. But I thought I'd play a song or two from the Miami show band. They were as big as the Beatles in Ireland in the 70s, especially during 75. And here's a song from their album at the time. This is called Teach Your Children Well.
A code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, the father's hell will slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they fix, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh, and know they love you. Can you hear
all the tender years?
Do you feel?
Can know the fears?
Can you see
that your elders grew
must
by?
Be free.
And so please
teach
help
your children
them with your youth.
You believe
they seek the truth.
Keep them
before they can die.
Can teach your parents well, the children's help will slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they fix, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just
just look at them and sigh and know they love you.
Yes, the Miami Show Band, one of the glamour bands in Ireland during the 70s, and tragically they lost their lives on the 31st of July, 1985. And I'll never forget the day and the headlines in the papers afterwards as they were coming back. So there's a very good documentary on Netflix if you're a subscriber to Netflix. Welcome along if you're listening to Ireland Calling. We start with sport first. The Republic of Ireland opened their Euro qualifiers on Saturday night with a 1-0 victory over Menno's Gibraltar. They were very lucky to win. But literally, as soon as the game was over, the FAI made an announcement about the position of its chief executive, who a week earlier it was discovered that he lent, he was a CEO, he lent the organisation 100,000 in April 2017 and was repaid back in June 2017. Quite strange for the CEO of an organisation to do something like this. So the statement that was released after this terrible match on Saturday night was that John Delaney would be stepping down with immediate effect as CEO of the Football Association of Ireland to take up a new created post called Vice President of the Football Association of Ireland. Now, nobody else was allowed to apply for this, and this will mean that he keeps his lucrative retainer from UEFA and FIFA, and he could do the UEFA and FIFA, all the glamour work, while the FAI would look for a new replacement. Well, of course, Delaney has been CEO for over 14 years. Most of the directors have been there as long as that. So he's surrounded by a lot of yes men. I think they're nearly all men. I'm not sure. There is the acting CEO is certainly a female, and they're looking for a new CEO. But there's been uproar over the last few days, and more revelations came out that the FAI were paying this guy's rent. And I see in the paper today there's allegations that he had lent money to a property firm that he had a quarter share in while he was his rent excuse me, was being paid by the FAI. There was calls for him to be sacked, as well as the board. Some of the board, and maybe, and possibly him, yeah, definitely him, going to appear before a Doyle Public Accounts Committee in the next week. People last night in protest for Ireland's second match against Georgia, which they won 1-0 at Lansdowne Road, started throwing tennis balls in protest to get rid of Delaney and his crew. And guess what's on the front of the Irish Independent today is a picture of him and his partner, Emma English, at the sitting, obviously, in the grandstand last night watching the game. So let's hope that the Irish soccer fans and the government and the sponsors, the FAI, stand up and make sure that changes are made in the organisation, because it looks like it was a little club for himself by reading some of the stuff over the last week. But more on the sport. But at least Mick McCarthy will be happy that he's got two wins from his first two games back as manager of the Republic of Ireland. Right, I know it's been a moving 2 weeks for most people here in New Zealand, and we're still feeling the effects of the terrible atrocity in Christchurch when 50 members of the Muslim community were killed. I know that there's memorial services due to take place again this Friday in Auckland here at Eden Park, and I know there's other services taking place in other parts of the country. But I went along last Friday to a memorial at the local mosque, which was took place in kind of a big hall in Glenfield, and it was great to see so many other non-Muslims there to support the community. And while there, I met a nice Irish man, former listener to Ireland Calling. Hopefully he's back listening tonight, Paul Ryan, and his wife Kim. And we were just talking about Irish songs and music, and he said, "I just heard that Rod Stewart's version of Grace." And I said, he said it was a lovely song. Well, I says, if you tune in tonight, we'll play that for you. So here we go. Paul and Kim, if you're listening in, here is Rod Stewart singing Grace.
Just we gather in the chapel here in old Kilmainham Jail. I think about these past few weeks. Oh, will they say we failed? From our school days, they have told us we must yearn for liberty. Yet all I want in this dark place is to have you here with me. Oh, grace, just hold me in your arms and let this moment linger. They'll take me out at dawn and I will die. With all my love, I place this wedding ring upon your finger. There won't be time to share our love, for we must say goodbye. For you, my love, to ever understand the love I bear for these brave men, my love for this dear land. But when Patrick called me to his side down in the GPO, I had to leave my own secret. To him I had to go.
Yes, the unmistakable sound there of Rod Stewart and a song called Grace, and that's going out to Paul and Kim Ryan listening to the programme tonight. And if you're heading to Ireland, you want to see Rod Stewart, I'm pretty sure he's during the summer. And if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group, broadcasting on a Wednesday night from Auckland, Access Radio in Wellington, Capital Coast Radio on Sunday night, and Plains FM in Christchurch. And obviously, people listening on planetaudio.org.nz around New Zealand and indeed around the globe. Well, the big talking point, apart from getting rid of John Delaney and the board of the FAI, has been the ongoing negotiations over Brexit. Of course, the date that's set down for Britain to leave the European Union was the 29th of March. But last week, the European Union agreed to an extension. A few dates that they've given, one in May and to the 22nd of May, provided the British government can pass through the deal that's on the table at the moment before the 12th of April. So at the moment, there's lots of to-ing and fro-ing. There's rumours going around that Theresa May has been told that she must resign as soon as if this deal goes through Parliament. And a number of her junior ministers resigned yesterday, and Parliament trying to have taken over the House of Commons. So they can make decisions, but they won't have be able to be implemented unless they're voted through and the government sees them through. So the situation is that it looks like, not positive yet, that maybe the deal or a watered-down version of the deal could go through. There's a number of MPs that seems to have crossed over the, what do you call it, the divide. So by the time you listen to this programme in Wellington and Christchurch at the weekend, we may have a deal sorting out Brexit. And but we may not either. But one way or the other, Irish organisations, economic and research organisations, said that to go with a deal or without a deal, it's going to have disastrous consequences for Ireland, one way or the other. And there is still a possibility that Britain could be forced to have a second referendum, and the people might vote to stay within the European Union. And over a million people took to the streets of London at the weekend. But as of now, looks like that the deal is going to possibly go through, but we won't know until a few days' time. Here's Daniel and Charlie Pride, and they're singing all about the crystal chandeliers.
Oh, the crystal chandeliers light up the paintings on your wall. The marble statuettes are standing stately in the hall. But will the timely crowd that has you laughing loud help you dry your tears when the new wears off of your crystal chandeliers?
I never did fit in too well with folks you knew, and it's plain to see that the likes of me don't fit with you. So you traded me for the gaiety of the well-to-do, and you turned away from the love I offered you. Oh, the crystal chandeliers line up the paintings on your wall. The marble statuettes are standing stately in the hall. But will the timely crowd that has you laughing loud help you dry your tears when the new wears off of your crystal chandelier?
I see your picture in the news most every day. You're the chosen girl of the social world, so the stories say.
But a paper smile only lasts a while, then it fades away, and the love we knew will come home to you someday. Oh, the crystal chandeliers line up the paintings on your wall. The marble statuettes are standing stately in the hall. But will the time be proud that has you laughing loud help you dry your tears when the new wears off of your crystal chandelier? When the new wears off of your crystal chandelier.
Yes, Daniel O'Donnell, and Daniel put a post up on his Facebook page of the day, and he was in Myanmar. So I know he, I knew he was in Sri Lanka a couple of weeks ago. So Daniel, obviously exploring new areas where his music is well liked. Well, he, like everybody else, would have been very upset by the tragedy in Cookstown on St. Patrick's Night when three young people were killed, Connor Curry, Laura Bullock and Morgan Barnard. They were two 17-year-olds and a 16-year-old, and they were waiting to get into a disco on St. Patrick's Night at the Greenvale Hotel at about 9:30. And I see here reports have coming out that the first police officers at the disco crush withdrew from the scene. So the watchdog in Northern Ireland launches a probe into the response to the tragedy, which left three people dead. And there was some horrific scenes at the funeral there in Cookstown in Tyrone on Friday, you know, from all their friends. Terribly sad. And what else has been happening in Ireland? Obviously, the days are getting a bit longer. So from this weekend onwards, their clocks will go forward. So we'll be 12 hours between us and them. And then, of course, we'll a week later. So it'll bring it back to 11 hours. But daylight saving is starting, and beautiful weather in Ireland this week. And hopefully it'll be the sign of a good summer to come. And coming up this weekend, and we'll go into more of that in sport, is the big games in the Heineken Cup, where Ulster travelled to Dublin, packed out Aviva Stadium to take on Leinster and then Munster. And it looks like they'll have their star player Joey Carberry back ready to play against Edinburgh. And that game yet has sold out Edinburgh as well. So we're down to the quarterfinals of the Heineken Cup, and of course it's the finals of the league. Now, if you want to see Heineken Cup, free to air for the moment, Spark Sport, they've got a trial running. You get a free month of watching programs, and it's on your computer or iPad or iPhone, and they include Heineken Cup games. So all you got to do is to sign up with them, and they give you a free trial, and if you don't like it after a month, you can cancel your subscription. And of course, the Gaelic Games finals, there's a triple header at Croke Park on Sunday. You've got the National Football League final between Kerry and Mayo, Hurling League final between Waterford and Limerick, and the Camogie final is on as well. And I'll give you the details of who's playing in that, and that's at 12 o'clock. So all of those games, if you want to watch them, you can see them on the GAA Go .ie website, and they've got a subscription offer there if you want to sign up and watch all the games for this next year. There's a fee for that, or if you want to watch some of the games, there's a, you can buy them on a match by match basis. But of course, the GAA Championship will be getting underway in a few weeks' time. Righto, we'll move on here with Francis Black.
Should have known that you were gone back in Germany. You told me in the dark while I was sleeping. Then you slept till the sunrise as it washed upon your face. And all that I had heard were our hearts beating. To me while I'm listening now, while this love has a voice that we both can hear. Before you let it go, the greatest love I've ever known, won't you please? Love away or lose the thought of sunlight on your face. I thought I heard your voice say I love you today, but it was only the sound of my heart breaking. Talk to me. while I'm listening now, while his love has a voice that we both can hear. Before you let it go, the greatest love I've ever known, won't you please?
Yes, that's Francis Black there, and a lovely song called Talk to Me. And I suppose that's an appropriate song to lead into what I'm going to have a chat to you about now. One of the great things of the weekend, I met so many people from different parts of Ireland that are living in different parts of New Zealand. But I met a fellow county person from my own, who lives and works in Wellington. But Katrina is involved in organising the Darkness into Light event. Now, this is an event that started in Ireland 5 or 6 years ago. It was to raise money for Pieta House, which obviously assists people, you know, to prevent people taking their own lives. And there's huge investment in trying to get the services needed in Ireland and indeed here in New Zealand. And so it's now, from an event that started off with 300 or 400 people marching in the Phoenix Park, it's now happening globally, on and it's at kicks off everywhere around the world at 6:15 on the 11th of May. So there's events in Auckland, Hamilton, Wellington and Queenstown. So Auckland, Hamilton, Wellington, Christchurch and Queenstown this year. It's the first year for Auckland, Hamilton and Queenstown. And it'll be years 4 and 3 for Christchurch and Wellington. So if you look up the website darknessintolight.ie and click venue, it'll take you to the link. And it's a fundraising event, so there's a charge to go out and walk. It's a 5K walk. You can walk it, you can run. And in most of the venues, if suitable, you can bring your dog as well. So I'll be certainly heading out there with Seamus. He was out at the GA at the weekend. He liked it, and it'll be a great way for us to support the event here. So we'll have a chat to Katrina either next week or the week after, and she'll give us more details about it. But if you're near one of them centres, as I said, Auckland, Hamilton, Wellington, Christchurch, Queenstown, and you want to be involved, look up the website www.darknessintolight.ie and / their venue. That'll give you more details about the event and more about the Pieta House and all the good work that they do. Right, we'll move on with a bit of Irish country music here. And we've got John Glynn, who took over from Big Tom as lead singer of the Mainliners when Big Tom moved on with the Travellers. And, of course, this time Big Tom's anniversary is coming up soon. But anyway, here is the sunny side of the mountain, John Glynn. Yes, that's John Glynn there, and a song called The Sunny Side of the Mountain. And you're listening to Ireland Calling, just about 35 minutes gone of the programme. We've got another 25 left, and Ireland Calling is brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Welcome in wherever you're listening. Well, there was a big weekend of Gaelic games last weekend, the final rounds of the Allianz football and hurling matches. And my own county, Galway, were looking well at half-time. Galway were playing Tyrone in football and had a lead of, I think, about 6 points. And the hurlers had a 7-point lead over Waterford. So it looked that Galway hurlers and footballers would be in the league final. But alas, it didn't work out too well, because Galway, who were playing Tyrone, were well beaten in the end. And Tyrone, obviously, weren't able to make it to the final. So the Division 1 final between Kerry and Mayo, and of course Kerry played Mayo in Tralee a few weeks ago, or Killarney. Mayo winning that game. So the final round of matches last Sunday, you had Tyrone 3-15, Galway 1-14, Roscommon 13, Kerry 2-17, Mayo 3-15, Monaghan 1-18, and Cavan, they put up a good battle against Dublin, 1-10 to 1-16. So Kerry against Mayo in Division 1. Division 2, it'll be Meath against Donegal, and the last round of matches there finished with Armagh beating Cork 1-14 to 9, that's a victory for Cork by a point. Donegal 1-20, Kildare 10 points, 12 Fermanagh 11 points, Tipperary 1-19, Clare 3-15. So the Division 2 final between Meath and Donegal, and that game is taking place in Croke Park on Saturday afternoon, along with the Division 4 final between Derry and Leitrim. And Leitrim will advance to Division 3 next year, so that's good news for them. Derry beat them 2 weeks ago, but first time Leitrim have been playing in Croke Park for a long, long time, so there'll be nobody left in County Leitrim on Saturday afternoon when they take on Derry in the final. Now, Division 3, they don't know yet who's in the final because Laois and Down both on 10 points each, but there's an outstanding game to be played between Westmeath and Louth, and I think that game has been played either on Thursday evening or Friday. And so if Westmeath win that match, they could go and be in the final. Indeed, Louth, if they win it, they could actually go as well. In fact, they can, because they have a bigger points difference, so that has to be decided later on. And then the hurling, as I said, Galway played Waterford, and Waterford just too good in the second half. And Galway, what's more worrying is the injury to Joe Canning. So he's went off with about 5 minutes to go. But Galway hurlers certainly disappointing against Waterford. 118 for Waterford, 19 points for Galway. And Galway probably went 20 minutes of the second half without a score. But earlier in the doubleheader at Nolan Park in Kilkenny, Limerick, they were just good enough, not by a lot, 119 to 116 over Dublin. So Limerick will be hoping that they can go on and add to their All-Ireland success last year by winning the league final. And as I mentioned, those games are on gaago.ie. If you want to get a subscription, you can log on to that website, gaago.ie. Rugby, a big weekend for rugby this weekend. On Friday night, my own province, Connacht, they're playing in the Challenge Cup. They had a good win last weekend, but they're away to Sail Sharks this weekend, and I think that game might be on the rugby channel. Then on Saturday, the big rugby game is Edinburgh versus Munster. That's an early game, according to this here, 12:45, so that's will be 11:45. What'll be note? It'll be probably 1:45 in the morning here in New Zealand. That's on Sunday morning. And the other games, Leinster take on Ulster. That game is on Saturday as well. So there's plenty of rugby on this weekend. Leinster against Ulster, and as I mentioned there, the other games, the Gaelic games, are on gaago.ie, or you can tune in and listen to them on free-to-air radio on RTE.ie, or you could even listen in to your local radio station. Right, we'll have a bit of a music here, traditional music for the Dubliners, the Lark in the Morning. Take it away, lads.
She goes home in the evening with the dew all on her breast. And like the jolly ploughboy, she whistles and she sings. She goes home in the evening with the dew all on her wings. Oh, Roger the ploughboy, he is a dashing blade. He goes whistling and singing over yonder green glade. He met with Pretty Susan, she's handsomely declare. She is far more enticing than the birds all in the air. The lark in the morning, she rises off her nest. She goes home in the evening with the dew all on her breast. And like the jolly ploughboy, she whistles and she sings. She goes home in the evening with the dew all on her wings. One evening coming home from the rakes of the town, the meadows being all green and the grass it being cut down. If I should chance to tumble all in hay, or it's kiss me now or never love, this bonny lass did say. The lark in the morning, she rises off her nest. She goes home in the evening with the dew all on her breast. And like the jolly ploughboy, she whistles and she sings. She goes home in the evening with the dew all on her wings. When 20 long weeks they were over and were past, her mammy chanced to notice how she thickened round the waist. It was the handsome ploughboy, the maiden she did say, for he caused me for to tumble all in the new mown hay. The lark in the morning, she rises off her nest. She goes home in the evening with the dew all on her breast. And like the
jolly ploughboy, she whistles and she sings. She goes home in the evening with the dew all on her wings. Here's a health to young ploughboys, wherever you may be, that likes to have a bonny lass sitting on his knee. With a jug of good strong porter, you'll whistle and you'll sing, for a ploughboy is as happy as a prince or a king. The lark in the morning, she rises off her nest. She goes home in the evening with the dew all on her breast. And like the jolly ploughboy, she whistles and she sings. She goes home in the evening with the dew all on her wings.
Yes, that's the Dubliners there and the Lark in the Morning. And you're listening to, it's not quite morning yet, it's almost night here. And of course, our clocks go back in a week's time. Ireland go forward this weekend, so there'll be a 12-hour difference with both of us next week. My good friend Brian Giblin does a lot of work on the North Shore, a member of the Takapuna Soccer Club and a proud Liverpool man. So hopefully by the time the 10th of May, their comedy night at the Takapuna Soccer Club, Liverpool will be well on the way to be champions. And there's an event, so I know many people listening to Ireland Calling live on the shore. So if you'd like to take part in this event, you can get tickets from there's, you can buy tables or you can buy individual tickets, $30 each. There'll be music and there's lots of acts to come along and lots of prizes and raffles there. So you can contact the Takapuna Football Club to get more information about that comedy night, which is on Friday the 10th of May, which is the night before the Darkness Into Light walks here in New Zealand, which will be taken 6:15 in the morning. And the one in Auckland, I just had a look on the website, there is at the Domain. So if you want to go on to that website, darknessintolight.ie/venue, and you can register to do the walk and to obviously raise money for a very, very good cause. On the front of the Irish Times today, again, I'm sick of Delaney. There he is with himself and his partner sitting winking at somebody in the stand, but hopefully the winking will be on the other eye when he's fronts up to the Public Accounts Committee in a week's time at the Dáil over questions, because the government have given millions and millions of euros to the Football Association of Ireland. Right, another headline here says Leaving Cert could be assessed over 2 years. So Leaving Cert students should be assessed on a staggered basis over 2 years instead of factoring a single set of summer exams, according to groups consulted as part of an official review of the senior cycle. Hundreds of affordable houses will be made available to rent in South Dublin near Shankill. Up to 6,000 homes will be built at land surrounding Shanaga Castle, a former juvenile prison owned by Dáileadh County Council. And again, MPs to vote on alternatives to May's Brexit deal. That's what do you call it, story there. Climate change denial is evil, according to Mary Robinson. I was driving in here, listening to some news clips for the programme, and I heard the mayor of Westland on, and they've had terrible disaster down there last night, and a bridge washed away. Sadly, a woman life lost, got swept away in the floods, and he's one of the mayors in New Zealand who doesn't believe there's any such thing as climate change. Well, he's come out and said that he personally doesn't think climate change is man-made, but obviously Mary Robinson and him wouldn't get on too well at a meeting, because denial of climate change is not just ignorant, but it's malign and evil, because it denies the human rights of the most vulnerable people on the planet, former President Mary Robinson has said in a speech to the Royal Botanical Gardens at Kew in London yesterday, after receiving the Kew International Medal for her integral work on climate justice. Miss Robinson said fossil fuel companies had lost their social license to explore for more coal, oil and gas, and must switch to become part of the transition to clean energy. And I know she was down here last year and co-presented an event in Wanaka around this time last year with Prime Minister Ardern. And I know from people that were there that she was very impressed with our Prime Minister. And she was only Prime Minister for a couple of months at that stage, so I'm sure she's even more impressed now with the way that the Prime Minister has dealt with things in the aftermath of the awful tragedy in Christchurch 2 weeks ago. But certainly Mary Robinson is out there saying we've got to wake up to climate change. And I know that that mayor in Westland doesn't believe it. But, you know, you have to ask yourself, why are all these big torrential floods? This is a once in a 100 years flood, he said, down in Westland. But the, you know, they had the dry areas in other parts of New Zealand during this summer as well. So there is a lot of truth in what Mary Robinson is saying. Right, we have time for a few more songs here. This is The Parting Glass. We'll play this song. This song was sung at the end of that video on the Miami Show Band, if you get a chance to watch that on Netflix. And the surviving band members and two friends were singing this song.
Of all the money that e'er I spend, I spend it in good company, and all the harm that e'er I've done, alas, it was to none but me. And all I've done for want of wit, to memory now I can't recall. So
yes, that's Brian Bourne there, and a lovely song called The Parting Glass. And you're listening to Ireland Calling here. That's from an album called The Golden Sounds of Irish Folk. We've got about 10 minutes to go before the end of the programme. The programme you're listening to, Ireland Calling, brought to you with support of the Hugh Green Group. Well, this weekend, as I mentioned, the rugby focus is on provincial rugby, and all the provinces are involved. Of course, the big clash between Ulster and Leinster taking place at the Aviva Stadium, and that game is sell out literally within hours of it going for sale. And Irish captain Rory Best says Ulster will not go out to target Sexton. And Gerry Thornley reports from Munster. He said there's a great buzz around here. You can tell when it's the European Cup coming up. So Munster have to travel away, and they're playing Edinburgh in Edinburgh. Edinburgh have about 7 or 8 internationals, Scottish internationals in their team. I see here that McIlroy, who won the World Golf Championship last week, he's in good form. In form, McIlroy and Woods could meet in the last 16 of this Texas shootout, this match play that's on this weekend. And not that Adam McGregor says on Twitter he has retired from MMA, but I see there's another report showed up in a paper today, said that he's under investigation as a result of allegations made against him over some kind of an assault in Ireland earlier this year. We know that he's under investigation in America for taking a fan's phone 2 weeks ago, and he was trying to take a picture of him coming out of a nightclub early in the morning, and he grabbed the phone and danced on it and then took it away. So he's in a bit of bother. But I was listening to an analyst talking about him on RT Radio this morning, and if he does walk away, he's only 30. He's certainly made an awful lot of money in the years that he's been involved in this mixed martial arts fighting. And, you know, some say that he got $100 million for that fight against Mayweather a few years ago. And we know that he's been the highest earner on pay-per-view for some of the fights. So I'm just looking here. It says the Irishman, who finishes with a 21-4 record, said on his Twitter account that he decided to call it a day and wished all his former colleagues well. He was fighting last year against a Russian, and there was more action after the fight than there was during the fight. But some people are a bit cynical and wondering whether he's just trying to get more money for the next song before the end of the year. Right, we'll take one more song and come back and wrap up for another week. This is the Fury Brothers.
I sang this song since we recorded it, and we're asked to do it tonight. And we'd like to do it especially for our mother, Nora, and this song is especially for her. And the song is called Silver Threads Among the Gold. And we worked out a little arrangement here with the orchestra and ourselves. And have a listen to this song. I think it's one of the most beautiful songs I've ever written.
Yes, I think I'd agree, Finbar, and say that is a lovely song, and that was called Steal Away, and by Silver Threads Among the Gold there from the Fury Brothers and Davy Arthur. Well, that's brings us to the end of another programme. Thanks very much for tuning in tonight. Thanks to the Hugh Green Group for your continued support. And we leave you tonight with some instrumental music here. I'm looking around here. We might leave you with another song by the, the Miami Show Band, which I said is a great documentary about their tragic deaths of the three members of the band that died on Netflix. From me, I'll say good night, goodbye, and God bless. I'll be back here again next week at 10 o'clock. This is Clap Your Hands and Stomp Your Feet. And I come running, 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 running.